This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. We've just heard from one of the presidential contenders, and we have another political story for you now, the politics of NASCAR. There's a bona fide Washington kerfuffle unfurling over the Lowe's Motor Speedway, North Carolina today, and it has to do with the House Committee on Homeland Security. Joining me to explain the drama is David Poole. He's with the Charlotte Observer. And David Poole, I understand that some staff on the House Homeland Security Committee were going out to do some research on the kinds of public health problems that arise in large groups, and they were told to get certain vaccinations.
Yeah, that's correct. They were told that it was recommended that they get vaccinations for things like hepatitis A, hepatitis B, tetanus, influenza, and diphtheria, which I think is one that's really sort of set people off for some reason.
Diphtheria?
Diphtheria. I don't know why that was the jackpot disease, but it seems like that was. But anyway, they were told that they needed to do that, and the two mass gatherings they decided to send these folks to were NASCAR races in Talladega, Alabama, and here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, of course,
I gather the fans were not too happy at that association.
Yeah, the idea that you need to get the kind of vaccinations you would get to go to a third world country, maybe to go out and do a safari or something, were not necessarily what they thought you should have to get to come to Alabama. You know, Alabama's tourism slogan and North Carolina's tourism slogans is not come to North Carolina, but make sure you get your shots first.
And so now you're there at the Lowe's Motor Speedway outside Charlotte. Are people walking around in their hazmat suits?
That they will be a flyover here later tonight by military jets, unless they, you know, decide to do it by crop dusting the crowd. I don't think there'll be any kind of mass health action taking place here tonight, no ma'am.
Are you hearing from fans that they've heard about this? Have fans heard about it much?
Yeah, you know, and I think that this is one of those stories that if you just generally think the government's a bunch of idiots, this sort of confirms your suspicions. I think that's the fans think that some people kind of look down their nose at NASCAR fans, and this is another example of that. And you know, there's been some political footballing going back and forth, you know, guys trying to sort of spin it their way or spin it against the other side. And, you know, I was doing a radio show Friday morning on Sirius Satellite Radio, and we were talking to both congressmen that are involved in sort of this. The chairman of the committee, a Democrat from Mississippi named Benny Thompson, basically says, look, we're just trying to do what we're supposed to do. We're sending people out into the field, and, you know, if there was an outbreak, we want our people prepared. Well, on the other hand, Robin Hayes, who is the Republican congressman who represents the district in which this track sits, took offense. You know, it was almost like, why do you need to have shots to go to my hometown?
David Poole covers motorsports for the Charlotte Observer, and he's the co-host of The Morning Drive on Sirius NASCAR Radio. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.